My additions as account Realafumin on that page unable to be validated. On that page, there was someone who looked like they either were kidding around or was attempting to code a script, AI verified admin controls to the review of comments and talk that were being censored of this article. When I got there, this was already a part of the record stream. Instead of validating my content, with civil dialogue, they ran the course the same, there is a hate group collective holding this article hostage from the truth. Believe it or not, I know what the F I am talking about. The reference to meth in the article is overemphasis to and homophobic presentably, which is scientifically not true. Even in spoken voice text, the PNP translates to plug and play not party and play and the confusion begins nowhere in the original definition is meth mentioned. If you took a survey of real truth you would realize how bad this article is hostage to affect the lives of all people, not just those who are using meth, because of the terms. Use of 424 marijuana does not reflect PNP. PNP only plug and play then added party and play with no reference to what kind of drug it is. The meth culture is now using a different terms now anyway to reflect this confusion gone run amok to the use of a term is homophobic here in this definition. Reflections in Las Vegas from an intractable conflict-based perspective insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Let's not do that on guns. Gun control is less an issue than mem-to-mem control to reduce the number of negative impacting memes that are being sent into our communicate sphere below, practice, and preach, civility in public and private discourse. Incivility begets more of the same while civil discourse can help de-escalate conflict and improve relationships. This can't work with haters being able to rule the network, the debate is not equal. The comment stream is not filled with truth, it is filled with a fear-hate tactic and good-natured people get ruined by trying to fix this with civility, it can't stand this model. /webdomain/wikipedia.org/ Party and Play Parent Directory Gmail, Party and Play Talk Discussion, Matters of Censorship February 25, 2017 HTM Gmail, Party and Play Talk Discussion, Matters of Censorship 2-25-2017 file/memcrimobone The Good James JPG Party and Play Revision History 0500 Wikipedia HTM Party and Play Revision History 0500 Wikipedia file/Party and Play Revision History 1000 Wikipedia HTM Party and Play Revision History 1000 Wikipedia file/QR The Quickening Are You an Innie or an Outie JPG Talk Party and Play Wikipedia After Cleared Commentation HTM Talk Party and Play, Wikipedia, after cleared, commentation file/Talk Party and Play, Wikipedia. Resetter Description, Undo 1, HTM Talk Party and Play, Wikipedia. Resetter Description, Undo 1, HTM file/Talk Party and Play, in care of PSA Building Consortium concerns HTM Talk Party and Play. In care of PSA Building Consortium concerns file/Wikipedia Talk PNP, 01, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 02, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 03, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 04, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 05, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 06, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 07, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 08, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 09, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, 10, MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, Art Preservative Poetic License in the Mind Way MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, Art Preservative Poetic License in the Mind Way MP3 Wikipedia Talk PNP, Raw Plain MP3 Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Wikipedia HTM Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Wikipedia file/Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Something Went Wrong HTM Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Something Went Wrong file/Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Censorship Cannot Occur With Me HTM Wikipedia Dispute Resolution Notice Board Request, Censorship Cannot Occur With Me file/Wikipedia Article Party and Play Image Sample JPG, Standing February 2017, Talk Party and Play, Wikipedia HTM, Standing February 2017, Talk Party and Play, Wikipedia file/http://groovewith.net/mem/noosphere/ I am sick and tired of writing the truth and no one paying any attention to me, when I am the one who holds something worth discussion, and fear is set into every culture. Recombinant memetics is the answer, you all. What is a memespace is defined in noosphere. Listen to both audio parts. I am worth opening your textbooks to relearn some science and understanding. Index of / memnoosphere icon name last modified size description, dir parent directory smd noosphere, Google search, December 26, 2015, minus 1 mp3 August 16, 2016 1205 2.0m, smd noosphere, Google search, December 26, 2015, minus 2 mp3 August 16, 2016 1205 1.4m, txt noosphere, Google search HTML, December 26, 2015 1836 227, IMG Overtime Graph PNG 16 AUG 2016 1205 5.1K Theory and History of the Noosphere, Foundation for the Law of Time www.layofftime.org/noosphere/. TheoryandHistory.html The Noosphere, literally, Mind's Sphere or Earth's Mental Sheath, is a word and concept jointly coined by Edouard Leroy, French philosopher and student of Henri Bergson, Jesuit paleontologist Pierre Taylor de Chardin, and Russian geochemist Vladimir Vernadsky, in Paris, 1926. At the root of the primary definition of we are in the quickening, as the Adinkra symbol says time changes, an hourglass glass symbol, as this is timeout, checkmate on the haters okay. DIR pound only rational thinking / 05 NOV 2017-0009 inline image 2 however, quoted text hidden real up human, Ned Sun, December 10, 2017 at 9:05 a.m. to Martha Ross, Burgess at colorado.edu, Isaac Jackson PhD at gmail.com Jackson CC, Terry Pound Crimobone the Good Clinkard, info at itgetsbetter.org, Chris Berger Mr. Burgess posted at very own at colorado.edu is this, standards, overtones, and Father, Son and the Unholy Ghosts. The haters are the ghost, and I expect my content that I have sent to you reviewed link by link QR scan code by QR scan code, as what is standards, least considering that I have had an 11-month recent hate and harassment conducted by the Colorado Health Network embedded racist internal of that organization. The model to reach for is out of the box, when these haters are in control of networks and organizations at the leadership tiers of the organization. Something, someone, has to knock them off their high horse so they can be humbled back down to some sanity and rational thinking. Marlon Riggs has three separate AIDS quit panels on the display. This along with Essex Hensel. The being black gay men are spinning in their graves. The model that remains is Dr. Isaac Jackson's work with the Urban Survivors Union and the harm reduction model. The model only works in complete confidentiality and we have not been living such. We have been living with a breach of computer cyber privacy with the sites of Adam for Adam it is showing still on site. This has a cyber dimension of thought truth. This pound conspiracy exposed is greater than all you care to ponder your thoughts onto. But it is real. The example here of Nextdoor and the good nature solution to bring forward, Neighbors Helping Neighbors titled is addressed in Community Peace Building Pound 02. They have been scientifically wrong for so many years, they can't release their creation of deception. I am telling you, it don't matter who what why where or how, it must be released now. We must call them out as liars, or as I call it in this emoji graphic, that is a civil level accusational emoji. DIR emoji / May 19, 2017-0309, inline image 1 I am not holding prevaricating ideal standards, they are, they keep silent, including Dr. Berger here. Unacceptable. Unacceptable intolerable insolence. I keep writing, when no one is listening. I am really sick and tired of seeing Marlon Riggs' work and Essex Hensel work and Dr. Isaac Jackson's work disrespected. Universally a change in standards must apply. http://www.colorado.edu/journal/standards/v5n1/. MarlonIntro.html Introduction to Standards, V5N1 by Marlon Riggs. Americans have always been more and at the same time less than what we pretended. With the quickening approach of the 21st century, greater numbers of us are giving testament to this inescapable fact, challenging the cozy myths by which America has been ritually defined. Who are we? Who are we becoming? Who and what have we been? In the next century, can we even continue to speak, could we ever? Of a collective we, for the longest, of course, these questions had simple answers. America was white. America was male. America was heterosexual. America was Christian. America, above all, was a melting pot into which diverse cultural communities gleefully descended to achieve the social and ideological transformation necessary for inclusion within the American dream. That many of us marginalized and oftentimes invisible Americans of African, Asian, Latino and Native descent, as well as women and the working poor never quite melted and metamorphosized according to this traditional prescription for social progress, hardly mattered. The great distance between the dream and our actual lives was not due to any fault in the dream. The defect was in us. The dream that survived intact, its seductive power sustained by America's stubborn refusal to look too closely at the hidden but terrible costs of the good life, and it who actually could much less wanted to afford it. The 60s, of course, spotlighted the complex oppressive regime of thought, politics and culture which underlay the myth of America. For the first time in U.S. history, the ideological fabric of white heterosexual patriarchy was exposed for the life-constricting straitjacket it had always been. Despite conservative attempts during subsequent years at repair, the old social fabric has been steadily unraveling. Thus we have arrived at this present moment, wherein a nation historically averse to serious introspection now exhibits in its politics and popular media as well as its universities an almost obsessive reflex of preoccupation with our national identity. To be expected, much of the current debate is simply a rehash of old opinion and attempt to forcefully rebut and undercut the decentering politics of radical multiculturalism, that is, the kind of multiculturalism where difference actually makes a difference. Bring back the melting pot. Restore traditional values. Reinstitute prayer in schools. Preserve the primacy of Western civilization, the only one that matters anyway. And not least, protect that critical bedrock of American greatness, the American family. Such pronouncements reveal an intense, even pathological desire to perpetuate a thoroughly obsolete myth of America, and through this, a repressively orthodox system of sociocultural entitlement. How the ideas of conservative fundamentalist America are hardly new. The typically strident pitch with which such ideas are now being argued betrays how acutely anxious many conservatives have come to feel, due to both real and anticipated loss of privilege and power. What is more, arch conservative rhetoric, as should be evident to anyone watching our presidential elections for the past quarter century, has found a certain public resonance. Difference, in the traditionalist outlook, has been regressively equated with disunity. And disunity with profound social chaos and collapse. Just as nature abhors the vacuum, so, it seems, do many Americans with regard to the social-political myths by which they organize and make sense of their lives. Even if fundamentally flawed, repressive, inequitable social order seems to many better than none at all. A clear imperative thus confronts American progressives that intricate, and frequently fragile, web of communities comprised of people of color, feminists, gays and lesbians, the poor and working class, as well as ethnic whites who value ethnicity, indeed all who have been systematically disenfranchised and dehumanized under the once ascendant traditional values of pre-civil rights America. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment both nationally and globally of the next century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity, that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community, can and does derive from the expression, comprehension and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, of difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor. A new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word standard itself. for the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. This perspective forms the key inspiration and overarching theme in Standards. Page after page eloquently testifies to the commitment of a new generation of America's best and brightest shaping a radically redefined vision of our future, where old repressive dualisms of race, class, sexuality, gender and nationality no longer reign, a future in which not merely some but all of us are free to explore and express our richest humanity. Marlon Riggs Oakland, 1992. Marlon T. Riggs was a producer, director, and writer who graduated with honors from Harvard in 1978 and received the MA from UC Berkeley, where he later taught documentary film in the Graduate School of Journalism. His films include Tongues Untied, the acclaimed account of Black gay male life, and Ethnic Notions, for which he was awarded the Emmy. Mr. Riggs' work has been published in the anthology Brother to Brother, as well as in arts and literary magazines, including High Performance, Black American Literature Forum, and Art Journal. A media activist, he testified before the U.S. Senate and wrote extensively on the issue of censorship. Mr. Riggs was also on the policy committee of the National PBS and served on various other panels, including the National Endowment for the Arts. Marlon T. Riggs died of AIDS-related complications in 1994. We remember him with deepest respect and admiration. Riggs' final film, Black Is Black Ain't, was shown across the nation, to much acclaim. More information on the press release at this link. Introduction to Standards V5 and 1 Copyright 1992-1995 by Marlon T. Riggs. Original graphic images copyright 1995 by Lenny J. Carlippo. Journal contents page standards at colorado.edu about standards https://www.colorado.edu/journal/standards/v5n2/hemphill/hemphill2.html. There will always be nuisance, or I could let myself be captured by the magic flute of satyrs who will gently lure me to entrap and to drink my blood for one more day of life. If in my substance it could be conveyed how little I gave a damn about tomorrow, the length of my trousers, the circumcision I didn't agree to, the daily shave, the score, the mythology. Would they be shocked to discover contempt clinging to myself like algae? Nuisance. Dying to assuage insanity. Religious fervor. Moral pandemonium. The unexpected lurks near the hours you thought private. What will you accept in exchange for your silence? What life do you want for one more day? If it's a better vision, let's die here, a soldier's death, the death of tulips, and spring. If blood and flesh will win us a new world that is not a token or a statue covered in pigeon shit. Overtones copyright 1987-1996, 2002 by Essex Hemphill. This piece appeared in the first edition of the companion book Tongues Untied, poems by Dirk Ab Richards, Craig G. Harris, Essex Hemphill, Isaac Jackson, Isoto Saint, London, GMP, 1987. Reprinted here by permission of the author, the Francis Golden Literary Agency, and the Hemphill family. All rights reserved. Original graphics copyright 2002 by Anuela Coppola de Leon. Next work Hemphill tribute page contents by contributor title contents by genre standards at colorado.edu about standards https://journal/standards/v5n2/hemphill/hemphill1a.html ghosts by Emanuela I. We are not always the bravest sons our fathers dream. Nor do they always dream of us. We don't always recognize him if we have never seen his face. We are suspicious of strangers. Question, is he the one? I stand waist deep in the decadence of forgetting. The vain act of looking the other way. Insisting there can be peace and fecundity without confrontation. The nagging question of blood hounds me. How do I honor it? I don't understand our choice of angers, your domestic violence, my flaring temper. I wanted tenderness to belong to us more than food or money. The ghost of my wants is many things, lover, guardian angel, key to our secrets, the dogs we let sleep. The rhythm of silence we do not disturb if I circle questions of blood. I give a fierce fire dance. The flames call me. It is safe. I leap unprepared to be brave. I surrender more frightened of being alone. I have to do this to stay alive. To be acknowledged. Fire calls. I slither to the flames to become birth. VA black hole, gaseous, blistered around its edge, swallows our strange tears. They will never return except as frightening remembrances when we are locked in closets and cannot breathe or scream. I want to be free, Daddy, of the black hole between us. The typical black hole. If we let it be, it will widen enough to swallow us. Won't it? Vi, in my lowliest gestures, learning to live with less is less. I foretold my destiny. I never wanted to be your son. You never made the choice to be my father. What we have learned from no textbook is how to live without one another. How to evade the stainless truth. Drug pain bleary-eyed. Harmless. Store our waste in tombs beneath the heart, knowing at any moment it could leak out. And do we expect to survive? What are we prepared for? Trenched off. Communications down. Angry in alien tongues. We use extreme weapons to ward off one another. Some nights, our opposing reports are heard as we dream. Silence is the deadliest weapon. We both use it. Precisely. Often. The Father, Son and Unholy Ghosts, copyright 1996, 2002 by Essex Hensel. This piece appeared in the first edition of the companion book Tongues Untied, poems by Dirk Ab Richards, Craig G. Harris, Essex Hensel, Isaac Jackson, Isotto St. London, GMP 1987. Reprinted by permission of the author. The Francis Golden Literary Agency. And the Hensel family. All rights reserved. Original graphics copyright 2002 by Anuela Coppola de Leon. Next poem Hensel tribute. Page contents by contributor. Title contents by genre. Standards at colorado.edu. About standards. Isaac, when will they listen? I want to change my country to some other country that does not allow hate to win.
I am serious.
Real Apuman, Ned Sun, December 10, 2017 at 9:26 a.m. to Martha Ross, Burgess at colorado.edu. Isaac Jackson, Ph.D. at gmail.com. Jackson, Isaac Jackson, C.C. Terry Pound, Crimobone, The Good Clinkart, info at itgetsbetter.org. Chris Berger, this email thread is web archived and indexed to DIR Pound, Tracy Clinkart, Dep Sheriff, San Bernardino County, /November 22, 2017, 2103, index of /Pound, Crimobone, The Good, /Pound, Tracy Clinkart, Dep Sheriff, San Bernardino County, /Pound, email, txt gmail. Next door, when a neighborhood website turns a Nibali HTML 10 deck 2017-06-29 inline image for they being black gay men are spinning in their grave. The model that remains is Dr. Isaac Jackson's work with the Urban Survivors Union and the Harm Reduction Model. The model only works in complete confidentiality, and we have not been living such. We have been living with a breach of computer cyber privacy with the sites of Adam for Adam. It is showing still on site. This has a cyber dimension of thought truth. This Pound conspiracy exposed is greater than all you care to ponder your thoughts onto. But it is real. The example here of next door in the good nature solution to bring forward, Neighbors Helping Neighbors, titled is addressed in Community Peace Building Pound 02. They have been scientifically wrong for so many years, they can't release their creation of deception. I am telling you, it don't matter who, what, why, where or how, it must be released now. As time goes on, more and more complexity is added onto the noosphere of the current information web. We must rewrite this equation of standards. http://community.gruwip.net/01/. Inline image 1 http://community.gruwip.net/02/. With spoken voice text narrative, Neighbors Helping Neighbors standard http://gruwip.net/webdomain/facebook.com/gruwip/. This %20is%201%20help%20place%20-%20to%20say%20this%20batapo.%20-%20gruwip.htm http://community.gruwip.net/
/. Inline image to http://community.gruwith.net/. 06/. http://community.gruwith.net/. 06a/. Inline image 3 http://qr.gruwith.net/. Community/. qr-community-community.gruwith.net.jpg. I have the model of working order, and you all know it. Why would I have such a backlash of interference within a community? The haters come calling after me when they know I am in town. Well, they know I am in town San Bernardino. So let's begin the hate and harassment campaign one more cycle and I will be dead. Grab a set of balls on you all. I have blue balls waiting for you all to come around to the right choices of life dynamics. Just listen to reason and rational thinking for a moment. Eh? I am done writing anything anymore. Promise goddess, no more writing. You all either get it or you don't. I am done with you all haters. QR persuasive technology at grunup.net 2017 http://gruwith.net/. At gruwith percent 202013% 20 logo percent 20% 5 border percent 5d percent a9.jpg http://community.gruwith.net/. Great reasons us will unite peace.